Pickaxe.
Dungeons and Randomness is putting on Theriathon 2024 this Saturday starting at noon EST on twitch.tv/DANDR. What's Theriathon, you might be asking yourself? That is a fantastic question. It's 12 straight hours of D&D featuring three of our groups back to back to back. Every year has a different theme, and this year we've got something super special for you. Everyone wants to be an adventurer, but most folks simply don't have the skill for it, or they don't want to risk their lives. But the floating magic city of Umenyiro has the answer. High above it all, a small sect of mages have created something called Dreamscape, a way to implant fantastic adventuring memories into your brain without all that pesky risk of death. It almost always works perfectly fine, but recently there have been some anomalies. That's where you lovely people come in. You can help guide each group to safety in case of any, you know, glitches that may occur during their games. Hopefully, with your help, we'll get everyone back to safety and, you know, defeat any ancient evil that may be lurking in the magic that we use to implant memories into brains. See you all there Saturday at noon Eastern for 12 hours of Theriathon.
Hang on, I'm just going to remove a box from under my desk because I just know I'm going to knock it over at some point. Got a ukulele in it.
Wow.
Ukulele.
Get that uke out. Uke intro.
It's not even properly tuned.
That's fine. That's even better.
Perfect. I'll get my automaton. We'll do a little duet.
Wait, I've got my tin whistle. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, perfect.
Musical intro. Come on, let's do it.
Wait, how is it?
Oh my God.
Perfect.
Right, automaton.
Well-counted comfort zone. I'm gonna learn about dreams.
Perfect.
Please.
I'm sure that Sam can whip something up from that.
Yeah.
Enjoy, Sam.
Now, if Sam makes that sound bad, that was good.
That was so good.
That was really good.
Everyone.
Hello, everybody, and
hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the comforts. Oh my, he's just jumped straight in there.
Look at him.
The man who needs no introduction.
I thought you were saying hello to me. I was like, hi, I'm not going to be rude.
No, that's... I'm glad you're not being rude. We get a lot of rude guests on, honestly.
Do they just sit and wait for you to say their name?
Sometimes.
We do. We try and leave it as long as possible to really build up the awkwardness.
I think Rydian jumped straight in the first time we had him on.
Oh.
Rydian does his own intro.
True.
Now when we get him on.
Oh, really?
It'd just be like, sup, dream dogs, welcome to the
it's me,
seed zone.
Rydian.
Wow. I mean, he's a very regular guest.
It's me, Rizzadizzle.
It's true, he's been on
every other week is Rydian, right?
Every other year.
Well, everybody listening.
We have had him on every year.
Everybody listening, you may be wondering who I am. I'm Rydian, what up, dream dogs? How's it going? I'm from Sweden.
Welcome. I'd like to welcome to the comfort zone, Scottish Rydian.
Yay!
Jorgen Borgen. Objection.
So, everyone, if you couldn't tell, we have a guest on the show.
He's right here.
He's a voice actor.
Oh, yeah.
And streamer.
Yes, thank you. Stop laughing! Stop laughing! Cut that.
Welcome, Nilesy. Hello.
Hi, Kirsty. Welcome, Kirsty.
I can tell this is going to be a wild ride
welcome,
already.
Welcome, Bryony, as well.
Thank you. Wait,
thank you.
He's just power played us. We're on his podcast now.
What the heck?
So dreams, eh?
Yeah, dreams. So, yeah, welcome to the podcast.
It's a real pleasure to be here.
Hell yeah.
I've been working on my sleep schedule. And now I'm available during daytime hours when people do things.
It's true, true. And you've been dreaming, too.
You've been on the podcast before as a dream guest.
Yeah.
You've been on twice at least.
Oh, is that?
We had
you have.
We had Bat Nosey.
Oh.
And we had obstacle course nosy.
We did, yeah.
Now that one is, I think I heard about that one. It's very accurate.
Both of them were honestly very accurate.
Oh my gosh. I literally, it's just come back to me. I had a dream about you last night, nosy.
Wow.
You were literally in my dream last night.
Oh my this God. Is,
and it was really,
this is brand really new, fresh dreaming. Because my dream is from last night as well.
Oh my God.
What happened in your dream, Bryony, before we dive into Niles' dreams?
No, yeah.
It's a bit weird. I don't know if you want to know.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't say that.
No, I do want to know, and I'm writing it down.
It was,
can you say it slow?
Basically, it. I'll say it slow and to smooth jazz.
Okay.
It was basically that Alex had just gone, which is what had happened in the dream. Alex had just gone to the office. And I had fallen back to sleep, which is what had happened. And you just appeared in my bedroom.
Nice.
And you were like,
hello,
Bryony, are you asleep?
Oh.
And I was like, you know when you do that thing where someone calls you up and wakes you up and they're like, did I wake you up? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
And I got really defensive and I was like, no. I'm like, I'm resting my eyes. Like, what? And you were trying to talk to me. And I was so sleepy, I couldn't open my eyes. So I was just feeling your face to see what your reactions were. I was just like, both my hands just smushing your face. Just like, no, I'm awake. Like, oh, no,
yeah.
I know you don't believe me. I really.
Right. Not where I thought it was going.
No.
But I prefer. I mean, I haven't had my face felt for emotions in many, many moons. Ever, maybe. So
there we go.
I don't know if that would be something I'd like, but this is why I'm here, to find out these things, right? This is what
exactly.
This is.
It's a journey of
self-exploration.
Exactly.
So, exactly. So thank you for that. How did I look in the dream?
Thank you.
What was I wearing?
Oh, your face felt lovely.
Oh.
I don't know what you were wearing, because I
you were asleep.
Stayed asleep the
right.
whole time.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I think we did go on an adventure afterwards,
okay.
But for some reason I don't remember
that.
I just remember
the important part.
I just remember your face.
Yeah, the important bit.
That's fine. I mean, sounds good. I think it's fascinating popping up in other people's dreams.
Out of like that dream and Kirsty's two dreams, which is your favourite? Do you want to be
can I have a recap of Kirsty's again?
Okay, so in mine, in the bat one, you were a bat. But you were you.
Right,
and
yeah.
I had to make a little house for you. And you were like, no, Kirsty, I want the house to be up here. I want the house to look like this. I want it to look. No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Make it out of this kind of wood. And I was like, oh, my God, Nilesy, please.
Right. Okay.
And then in the obstacle course dream, me, you and a few other people had to do an obstacle course. And we started and I went off and I was doing, I think Zoe was there too, actually.
Uh-huh.
And me and Zoe went off doing the obstacle course. And then you just stayed at the starting line drawing a map of the obstacle course and preparing to do it.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, Bryony sounds like something I'd rather be involved in. But Kirsty sound more realistic.
They were very much.
I think if I was a bat and you were making me a house, I think that's how it would go down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were very
realistic.
Say.
Every time you're in Kirsty's dreams, you're very, very nosy.
Very me.
Mm-hmm.
Highly strung, demanding. just a horrible
calculated.
Person to be around.
No!
Okay, well.
There was another bat in the dream too, and I think it was just a regular bat. So you were trying to help him have a nice home too.
Oh. Well, that's nice. Yeah. That's very nice then. Friend, I love bats. I think bats are great.
Bats are so good.
I think they're
the
so
best.
Cute.
They're super cute.
We see them flying around here at night sometimes during the summers. You ever see bats flying around?
Yeah. I love.
We had a bat in at the vet once, and he was so tiny and angry.
Oh,
I loved him.
Did you wrap him in a towel? A lot of the time to do that.
He did have to be. We had to oil him up.
Okay.
Oh.
Just what he was angry about. Bless him.
Is this what this podcast's like? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh dear. I thought this was something different.
But he was fine. I mean, he did get released. But he just, you know, the way you get like the really cute, like flying fox bats, and they're basically like sky puppies, and they've got the long noses, yeah, and they're, yeah, adorable, and people watch them eat banana.
Yeah.
And then you get the UK, ones with you the get little pink angry, faces, like smush face bats, mm-hmm, that just look terrifying.
Yeah, I love them still. I love those guys.
They're all
cute,
though.
They're cute dudes.
When I was at uni, I had to do a report on bats.
Did you have to milk one?
I didn't have to milk a bat, no. But I did have to learn all of the different bats, and I've completely forgotten all of them.
Can you name one bat?
Pipistrelle.
Batman.
Wow.
Batman.
Oh, that's a good one.
Pipistrellus.
Wow.
I think that's like the common bat
okay,
in the
professor.
UK.
So yeah, good they go. Named him twice.
Exactly.
Wait, that's the one in the UK?
I think so, yeah. If you see them like flying around hedgerows at night, they often pipistrelles. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Pipistrellus.
Thanks for joining us on Bat Zone.
Yeah. Man, I would do a Bat Zone. That would be great.
You've forgotten everything you know about bats.
I would relearn for the podcast. I bet there's a bat podcast out there somewhere. Maybe we should coordinate with them.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. dreams of bats.
Dreams of bats and bats in real life.
You reckon a bat podcast would be just really high-pitched?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, true.
A podcast for bats.
Big ears. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
It would just be like the sound of echolocation bouncing off of insects, and they'd be like, yeah.
Oh, yes. That sounds good.
I mean, I feel like for the viewers, I'm going to have to ask for everyone's best at bat impression.
I don't know if... Aren't they too...
I'm actually doing one right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was doing one right now. Oh, very good. Very good.
Very good.
How droll.
How droll. Well, Nazi.
That reminds me of a... Oh, sorry.
No, go on.
Go. I was going to change the subject. No,
I want to know what that reminds you of.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a really... Like, I heard a dad joke earlier that was... my Roman doctor said I need an IV, and I said, for what? It's a thinker.
Hold on.
Okay, what are you
no,
saying,
hold on,
Kirsty?
Hold on, I'm going to need a second here. Oh! That's good. No, I like
that's
that,
good,
actually.
That's good.
That really did take... That took that long. That is good. I'm remembering that one.
That was in real time, that was.
I like that.
You'll remember that as well. You're writing it down.
No, I don't need to write it down. That's straight to long term.
He's deleted the dream now. He can't remember that, shit. But he's got that joke in there.
I like that
one. Oh, dear. Well, Nazi, you have been dreaming.
I did. I had a dream last night. Yeah.
A whole fresh dream.
I have a dream journal that I have some dreams written down from like years ago, and I was intending on giving you those, but this morning I woke up and I was like, oh, I'll write down this dream that I just had as well. So I've got...
We love freshly baked dreams.
This is a freshly baked dream and quite a deep dream, I think, actually. Ooh. Quite a deep observation in this dream. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let me set you the scene. I should tell you something about myself first. I don't have nightmares.
Okay.
Ever?
Never.
I'm the same.
You
really.
Ever had one? Or...
No.
Wait, what do you mean you're the same? You're always drowning.
I always have anxiety dreams, but I don't have nightmare dreams.
I've had a couple of anxiety dreams, sure. But I have never had a scary dream where I've woke up scared or like being chased by something. I've never had one.
Oh.
Yeah. So, all of my dreams are very kind of,
spicy.
Boring.
Oh.
So a lot of my dreams take place in like, you know, like an apartment complex or like an airport or like a station, like that kind of thing. Just like very rote places, you know, where you would work or something like that. So this one takes place in like, imagine like an area where a block of flats would be.
Okay.
So, I was with some cool people, is what I've written down.
So we were there.
Well, yes, definitely.
Nice.
I was with Bryony and Kirsty.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Right. So what it was we were walking around and we're outside. It was kind of gray over, and all of these apartments were maybe like two stories or three stories high. And you could see in the top window, but you couldn't see anything else. And in the top window, you could see that every like window had like a lampshade, or like, you know, like a, you know, like a lampshade. You know, you guys know what a lampshade is, right?
Yeah, I know what they look like.
You guys heard of these things?
I think so.
Yeah, they're shades for lamps, pretty much.
Right.
So every room had one of these things, and you could see that.
It'll never catch on.
Well, it remains to be seen. Comfort Zone Podcast, just leave your thoughts down below. Lampshades.
I think lampshades will catch on.
Why slash
honestly, I don't really get it. Why would you want to cover up the light, you know?
Well, that's one of the questions, really. So every room had one of these, and you could walk down the street and look, and everyone had one. And someone was talking to me, and they were saying, oh, that's really sad, you know, like everyone's the same. And then I said, you know, it is quite lonely, but, you know, there's a connection there because everyone's together. Like everyone has their own connection to each other. You know, like, oh, you have a lampshade, he has a lampshade, they have a lampshade, she has a lampshade. But yeah, we don't see each other because in this world, there was lack of people communicating or something, or people seeing each other. So I was saying, well, we don't see each other all the time, but we know that we're each other are there because the lights are on and we can tell that people are existing and coexisting, and it's kind of like a sense of community without there being like an interface for it. So that was the first part of the dream.
Okay.
Was it applause or was it or?
Yeah, I'm applauding for bats right now.
Excuse me, these bats. Right. Now the next part, it gets a bit spooky.
Okay.
So I went to take something out of my apartment or something was going on, and it dislodged something, and all of these like light fittings started crumbling off of the walls, and then all of the buildings fell down.
Oh God, what did you do?
But in the dream, it didn't feel like it was my fault. I was just like, these things happen.
These things happen.
But it's okay.
Dear.
Well, a lot of people were trapped. And they were like, oh.
Oh,
no, they were like.
Never have nightmares, though.
No, this isn't a nightmare. I was fine. I was totally chill. The people.
It wasn't his fault, Brady.
The people weren't screaming. They were more pleading. They were like, oh, can we get out? But it's okay. There was a security guard monitoring them. And he was like, no, you can't get out. And then I came along and said, oh, come on, let them out. Let my people go. I didn't say that, but that is a phrase I've heard. And the guard said, well, now this is the part where it gets a bit weird. The guard said, we'll let them out on one condition. I will give you £1,000 if you can tell me the condition. And I mean it. I'll give you £1,000. I'll go into debt to give you this money if you get this correct. You both have a free guess here.
So something weird.
Hang on, I want everyone to pause the podcast right now and comment.
Yeah, have a think. Leave a comment what you think the condition is. So basically, there's a man there, and he's like, "Oh, let me out, please. You've got to do this, and I can get him out, but I have to do something, and I do it. I do it then."
Okay.
Did you do it willingly or begrudgingly?
I mean, there's nothing in life I don't do begrudgingly.
Fair.
Have you not heard the bat dream? But yeah, I did it sort of willingly, but I only did it for one person. And then I walked away and the rest had to deal with somebody else.
Oh my God.
Was it a dance.
Okay,
I was going to say Fortnite dance.
A Fortnite dance? Okay, is that, yeah, is that both of your guesses is Fortnite dance?
Wait. Oh, okay, no, we should, Megan, in order dance to get the money, we should probably, like, yeah, I should, you say something else,
you, you
now.
You should try and AstroTurf this so you can have another chance,
okay,
at the money.
You go for dancing, all right, I'll go for, but we'll split it if one of us gets it.
I'm going to worry now, because what if you get this right? This is going to cost me a lot of money.
We're close for dancing. It's the Megan dance, I know it.
Oh, no.
I will say you had to, I don't know, what's the opposite of dancing? Knit them a hat. Knit them some socks.
Okay.
Take their socks up. Swap socks.
Ooh.
Oh, Briny was...
Put, put your socks in soup.
Okay, Briny was closer.
Ooh.
I had to use nail clippers and clip my nails 30 times.
Oh my God.
Oh.
If you had said nail clippings, I would begrudgingly have given you £1,000 over the course of a few months. I would ask for installments.
Are you sure you weren't Megan dancing the whole time?
I was not doing that.
I don't know what Megan dancing
is.
No,
I, nor does she.
I do.
You do not.
I do.
From, I thought you got it from when we were watching the Oscars. That,
oh,
was,
I know what the
what
dance
Ravs,
is.
Ravs kept begging them to do it. I don't know what it is. What is it?
Well, Megan's the weird, like, Chucky,
she's so
horror
young
film that came out, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and she does a dance,
yeah,
before, like, going on a murder spree.
Oh, can you show us it?
I mean, I can link it to you later.
You're doing it right now.
Okay. I'm doing it right now. Yeah.
Sam, cut to Kirsty doing the dance.
This is audio. Pretend I'm dancing right now.
Do you know,
wow,
between this and on stream earlier,
thanks,
I genuinely accidentally referred to TikTok as TikTok. And I feel like such a boomer being,
wow,
like, what's the Megan dance? What?
Hey, back in my day,
Megan
was Vine.
Is that from TikTok?
I miss Vine.
I miss Vine.
Yeah. Do it for the Vine.
He's a Vine connoisseur.
Do it for,
like,
the Vine was a
down
really good phrase.
So you clipped your nails,
yeah, so I,
30 times.
Yeah, so this is the strange thing was, you know, you could just clip your nails, great. But what I had to do was I had to create like 30 clippings. So I was doing really short angles, right? So I was like, you know, I'll take a little bit there, a little bit there, a little bit there.
That's smart. That's,
yeah,
smart,
right? And then I did it 30 times and that was it. The fella who was there, he was free from the building rubble. And
that's good.
And then I could have done more, but I was like, nah, someone else can, cut the
nails.
Well, yeah, exactly. Someone else can cut the rest of the nails. And then the guard was like, right, cool. And I put the nail clippers on the wall, you know, for the next person. I'm not an animal.
Of course. Yeah.
And that was it. That was the dream.
Do you know who it was,
wow,
that you saved?
No, just some guy.
Just some guy, yeah.
You just chose at random. It wasn't like the, you didn't choose someone,
no,
vulnerable, little child or
no,
an elderly,
no, he
person
was the guy who got, like, there was a lot of people in there, in the rubble, the wreckage.
He's the closest.
He was the closest to the exit and he was had his arm out, you know, like in a zombie thing. He was like, ah, help me. You know, like they'd put their arm through, like, I can get my arm through, but that's it. And the security guard,
yeah,
was like, no, 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 no. You can't go anywhere until someone clips the nails for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I've looked up.
Oh.
Lamp.
Okay.
That was relevant.
There was a lot of lamp shades.
Yeah,
yeah. Light shades. They weren't,
yeah,
lamps, I should say. It was ceiling lights.
Oh.
Well, you still call that a lamp shade.
I would call a ceiling light lampshade a lampshade.
Yeah.
Even though they're,
yeah,
not lamps. I mean, does lamp just mean,
yeah,
light?
I think so.
Comment down below. Does lamp,
yeah,
mean
light? Lamp's lights.
What does lamp mean to
what
you?
What is lamp?
What is lamp?
So it says in dreams, a lamp or light can represent life.
Ah.
To be moving towards a lamp suggests clarity of perception, which may be slightly old fashioned.
I am a bit old fashioned.
The lamp in dreams often signifies guidance and wisdom.
Ah.
It can also represent previously held beliefs, which may need to be updated.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Yeah, you need to update your beliefs. You've got some hot takes.
Rest in,
yeah,
peace, Vine.
Look, that's
it's
not a hot
spiritually,
take. It's truth.
Spiritually, the lamp can suggest the idea of personal light in darkness.
Oh.
Aww.
But then the buildings fell down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I wonder if building collapse is in this book.
I feel like nail clippings is similar to, like, teeth falling out. It feels
I was
like
happy
it's
with
got
it, though.
The same sort of vibe.
I was happy with doing it.
True, true.
I wasn't, from what I understand, I've never had this teeth thing, but from apparently it's like bad.
Yeah, a lot of people dream about teeth falling out.
I never had that.
I think I've
only
had
dreamt
like
about
once.
Like wobbly teeth, but they never fall out. They just threaten to.
I never had, do you know, I actually lost my almost entire front row teeth.
What, in real life or in your
dream?
Yeah,
in real life.
Getting into a fight.
Oh.
In real life. When I was very young. I was on, you know, like bars, like bars that would be like, ooh, a gate, but bars. And I was swinging, yeah, on these, ooh, bars,
yeah,
and face planted into the bars.
Oh, no.
I had to go surgically get my entire jaw stitched back up.
Oh, my God. Oh my, what? Gosh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. See, behind my two front teeth, right? There's a little pyramid where they stitched both sides from the left to the right. The left to the middle,
oh,
to the right,
God,
to the middle.
That was,
yeah, that was great podcast content. Asking if we could see it.
No, but I... Okay. Okay.
Sam, if you just cut to a picture of Nazi's teeth.
Wow, this podcast has a lot of video elements to it.
It does, yeah. It's weird.
People, I don't know where, get to see.
Don't know where we'd find them, but they're there somewhere.
Now, I know you both like to eat, by the way.
I do like to eat.
Oh, yes.
So I was,
is this an ad?
Because, have you ever heard of HelloFresh? No. I have, in the dream, I was eating something now and again as well. And it looked delicious.
Ooh. Oh, this is new information. What was, yeah, it, do you know?
Have you ever had, like, a Soren loaf?
No. Oh, what, no, like a malt loaf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one in my kitchen,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, 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 right. So it was like one of them. It was like short, but it was like kind of flatter. Kind of like a malt loaf meets a focaccia.
Okay.
Ooh. Right. But then in the middle was really rich chocolate.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
So,
oh,
it was,
my God,
and
that's,
and then
amazing.
In the middle of the malt loaf was like a caramel. Like a ooh, a liquid kind of caramel. It was really,
damn,
good. Yeah, it was really,
that,
good.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I always put Nutella on malt loaf.
Really?
It's good. Yeah.
Oh, I just have a bit of butter.
Yeah, I just have it. I've only just had them with butter.
If you like put it in the microwave for 10 seconds and like put a little bit of Nutella on it, oh my God, it's so good.
Have you ever microwaved a donut?
Yes.
Only way to eat them. Donut, microwave, knife and fork.
Ooh, that does sound good.
Yeah.
I don't really eat a lot of donuts, but I could get behind that.
15 seconds. That's all it takes for just a dream come true.
Yeah,
I
just
feel
livened
like
them up a bit.
Most like cake-based foods could benefit from going in the microwave for a few seconds.
Right. Honestly.
Would you have a microwave kitchen roll? Not to me.
Yeah, I've microwave kitchen roll. Oh,
yeah,
do you know? Oh, sorry, go on, Kirsty, if you want.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, if I make beans, I'll put a bit of kitchen roll over the bowl so that it doesn't spit and make the microwave dirty.
See, I got too scared to. My friend was telling me how to make, because I wanted to air fry jacket potato
for
the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, microwave it and wrap it in kitchen roll. And I went to do it and then I just chickened out at the last second and I was like, I'm going to blow up my microwave. So I took it out.
Yeah, no, kitchen roll's fine.
I microwave kitchen roll all the time with peppers. If you core a pepper, and then you kind of surround it with kitchen roll, and then you put it in there. It kind of does like an initial, almost like a blanch, and then it cooks
That's smart, actually.
Yeah, so it does like a quick, I think I call it a blanch, I don't know if it is, but it does a quick blanch, and then you can put it in the oven, stuffed with like cheese and things. It does like an initial cook, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. But yeah, the kitchen roll is fine. As long as you don't put tinfoil in there, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, avoid
the,
that.
The metal butter packet.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I looked up buildings and there is a section for demolition.
Okay.
It says, we have within us the ability to construct successful lives and equally an ability to self-destruct.
Wow.
A dream that highlights construction or demolition gives us access to those qualities and abilities within ourselves. So I think it is blaming you for it, I'm afraid.
I was going to say thank you, but now I won't. Okay. Darn.
So what did you actually do in the dream to make the walls crumble? Did you say you picked something up?
I picked something up and then okay, so if you imagine you're in a room and then there's like a bunch of lights at the top of the room, but they're all connected by a wire. And then like whatever I picked up was also connected to the wire. So when I pulled the thing away, it pulled the wire off the wall and they all sort of came down. And then the rest of the building just crumbled down as well.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. What does your dream journal thing say anything about nails? Because maybe it's like, what if you have a dream about getting your nails cut, you're going to win the lottery.
Oh, maybe. Ooh. You'll have to share it with us.
Buy a ticket. Oh, I would share it with you. Both of you.
Hell yeah.
No, there's no section for nails.
I've done a little Google and it says broken fingernails, which are what they weren't really broken.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
Very well trimmed.
They were very well trimmed. Let's have a look.
Got a whole section about teeth. I mean, teeth, the nails are just the teeth of the hands.
Right.
Could it count?
Can someone etch that into stone? Because that's perfect.
It is, yes. That's very wise.
Wow.
Maybe it will mean the same thing.
That is fantastic stuff.
What are nails?
Nails is it keratin?
Is it made of bone or is it made of something else?
It's keratin.
It's keratin, I think. Or is it? Yeah, it's keratin, right?
I think so. It's the same as your hair.
Uh huh.
Oh.
What are nails made of? They're made of skin cells. Oh, okay. Yuck. Never mind. I thought they were made of keratin.
I thought they were as well.
Oh, they are made of keratin.
Okay.
The nail plate is mostly made of a substance called keratin. There we go.
Hooray.
Perfect. So this website, it doesn't say anything about trimmed nails, but it says, since fingernails grow and must be groomed, and because they are associated with the hand, dreaming of fingernails can symbolize new ways of providing for yourself or taking what you need.
Wow. That's positive. So I like that.
You groomed your nails and you took a man from the rubble.
Yeah. Well, I sort of turned my nails into like hexagons because I had to cut them like 30 times. It was really tough. Honestly, that could be a look.
Did you do the fingernails or the toenails?
Oh, is this one of those podcasts?
All right, honestly, it would have been smart to go for both.
All right, Quentin, it was the fingernails. Thank you.
Okay. It says, the hands are one of the most expressive parts of the body and signify power and creativity.
Oh, okay.
So you're
thank
doing
you.
Something creative.
Yeah. It was a very creative way to release a man trapped in rubble, screaming for his life.
Wait, does that mean that you were like sacrificing your lovely creative nails for the benefit of somebody else?
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Do you think
that the screaming people in the rubble were chat? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. No, that is interesting. Chat. My chat. Hope you're listening. I cut my nails for you.
Only one of them, so the rest.
Well, it was just one.
Just plead.
It was just the one. Just the thumb. Oh boy.
Broken fingernails show how change must take place even when you hold on to the past. But they weren't broken, so
no.
You're fine with that.
Yeah.
No.
You're fine with that.
We're gonna have to write our own book, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
That would be a great idea. That would sell.
Maybe it could.
I will buy that.
A bit less Freudian.
Well,
stuff
I won't buy
there.
It. I'll ask Carrie for a few copies. Maybe let's be real.
I'm just looking. There's so many different things. Oh, to dream of cutting. I'm just looking at all of these random websites.
Sure.
Most of them are like AI generated and they don't make any sense.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But to dream of cutting your nails in public represents a lack of concern for privacy or discretion as you deal with personal issues.
That is true.
Beating up your act or polishing your appearance in ways that may be unflattering to others.
Yeah.
Not being embarrassed by being noticed that you aren't perfect.
Yeah. I mean, that's very true about me.
Yeah. You're very hot on your sleeve. I'd
you
say
are.
That.
Yeah.
That is true.
I'm very, I don't really have much of an ego when it comes to self-improvement and like I'm losing a lot of weight and things like that. And you know, it's a big part of it, actually. So that could be a big part of that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. You're very, like, open with like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think, like...
Well, because, I don't know, it's one of those things where you look at my webcam and it's like, guess what? I'm not... It's difficult to hide the fact that I'm really fat. You know, it's like, hey, I'm not smuggling Volkswagens. I'm just quite a big guy.
Smuggling Volkswagens.
You know, I'm quite a big guy. So, you know, nobody's sitting there thinking, hey, this guy's pretty thin. You know, no, everyone's thinking, hey, this guy could use some weight loss, but it's going really well. And
yeah, you've done such a good job.
Yeah, like, so maybe that's something to do with it.
I think in a way that can be like quite freeing, because sometimes I think if you do have this like, who was the fella? This is me being a boomer again. Who was that fella who did a face reveal and everyone was a bit mean about Dream. It the other day? Was it? Yeah.
Oh, really?
I was reading about that.
Must be a bit, must weigh on you a bit if you're like finally ready to be like, this is me. But for so long, people have built up this mental image of what you must be. And then if you don't, it's like when you see someone in a film and you're like, that's not how I thought they were from the book.
Yeah.
I used to
be a lot more worried about how people would see me back when I did YouTube originally. But then when I moved to Twitch, I was just like, who cares? Just who cares? Caution to the wind.
That's a really good way to be, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I love how confident you are. It's kind of inspiring, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
It's great.
That's nice. Bryony, are you also inspired by me?
I'm inspired by you, Nalsie. You're one of my heroes. I'm so glad you're on the podcast.
Oh, wow. That's, I guess, a bit much, but.
I do. I am inspired by how you. I'm very jealous of how articulate you are.
Oh, yeah?
And
are we just talking about how much we are envious of Nalsie now?
I don't know if you've listened to this podcast before, but it's all we talk about.
I love this podcast.
You're really confident and you're really articulate.
I think this podcast is fantastic.
We kind of hate you for that. So.
Right, oh.
Welcome to the podcast.
Handsome.
Well, you can tell that because of how my face feels.
True.
Brian knows all about that.
What's that music video? The hello? It's like that. I can recreate your face now.
Wow.
As a little bust.
Sam, cut to Briny's recreation of my face in clay. Thank you.
There's so much visual stuff.
There's a lot of visual stuff this week.
So much.
Lot of visual stuff.
It could be like a nosy version of the head from Art Attack.
Oh my god, that would be incredible. I would love that.
I think a lot of people don't understand that reference. You might.
That is that. Yeah, we are old now.
Yeah,
we are old now.
We are all old and from the same country almost. So the head from Art Attack. Let me tell you, everybody in the chat, since these two won't.
Oh no, it's fine. We just cut to a picture of it.
Oh yeah, sure. Sam, cut to the head from Art Attack. Thank you.
We're gonna have to release like a pack full of all of these images, you know, alongside the podcast.
Oh, it can be like when you used to get the, I guess you still do. Do you still get annuals for things?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Can we release a Comfort Zone annual?
I think they come out once a year.
There'll be a page of Nalsy stuff and it'll just be...
I love it.
The head from Art Attack.
No.
Different
no,
types
that.
Of bats.
Yeah. No, I hate that.
Malt loaf.
Oh, a recipe. Oh, somebody should cook that. I wish I could, like, I don't eat... I eat only certain things on keto now. But man, it really, really, really looked good.
That sounds so good.
It really looked really good.
Yeah.
Because it was tacky. You know how malt loaf is like tacky? Like you take a bite and it sort of rips and it's like, oh.
A bit claggy.
And it had that, but it had the sweetness, the richness of the salted caramel inside. And then just like the kind of the smooth comfort of like the chocolate on the top. Oh, it was really good. I wish I could eat it now.
I think we've said before about doing an episode on like food that people have dreamt about. Because I feel like
dream food. It's kind That'd of, be a good
dream
control.
Food. Yeah, it's kind of like watching like Winnie the Pooh, and the honey just looks so good.
Yeah,
you know, like when you're dreaming, the food just looks incredible, and it's like, I want that in real life.
You take a bite out of a pie, and it leaves like teeth marks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I dream about food very much. For someone who thinks about food all the time, I don't know if I dream about it very much.
There was someone on Twitter who made something that they dreamt about. I can't remember what it was called. I'm thinking Hand of the King. It was King's Hand. And he said, I had this dream
King's
about
ham.
This hand.
Ham, like. Ham, like.
King's ham.
Right.
No, it was called the King's Hand, and they cooked it, and they posted a picture to Twitter. So it was basically a hollow hand made out of a cookie with M&Ms in it, filled with Greek salad.
What?
Oh.
Okay, what are you talking about?
I had this trip. Sam, cut to a picture of the
Sam,
King's Hand.
Yeah, cut to... Yeah, that sounds excellent.
I'll post a picture in our group chat, but yeah, everybody listening...
We'll put it in the annual.
Yeah.
If you Google King's Hand Dream or King's Hand Twitter, the person who made it, it's there and you can see it. So yeah, they were like, I dreamt about this food and in the dream, it was incredible. And I've now decided to take on the task of making this entire thing. So they got a big silicone glove and they like molded their hand and then put cookie dough around it.
Wow.
Cooked it and then filled it with salad.
Jesus. Was it good?
Did they say if it was good?
Yeah.
I'll check. Hang on. I'll link you guys the entire thread, but I don't know if they must have eaten it. Like after all that
but
work.
You have to eat it.
I have to.
I mean, what is
like
Greek salad
Stranger
as well?
Stranger Things.
Oh, we're sponsored by Stranger Things.
Like a with like with like feta.
Okay.
Well,
oh no, that's a
in the
a
picture. It doesn't look like a Greek salad.
Olives?
It looks like tomato and cucumber with some mayo on it, probably. It doesn't look like Greek
lettuce.
Salad.
Lettuce? Is there any lettuce?
No.
What?
Oh.
It ain't a salad without lettuce. That's why I always say.
He does always say that.
My catchphrase.
You won't hear it in the podcast because we've had to get Sam to cut 5 uses of it out already. But we'll let this one slide because it feels relevant.
Yeah.
There you go. I posted a picture in our group.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So yeah,
it's like
can you imagine?
That looks good though.
It's like Thanatos with the, because of all the different
Thanatos. You mean Thanos?
Oh yeah, sorry. Greek mythology.
Boomer alert.
Yeah, like Thanos.
Boomer alert. Yeah, it looks like the Infinity Gauntlet full of salad.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That looks really
and
good.
Stone is an M&M.
No, I would give this a go.
Yeah, I would.
I'd try it, yeah. I'd give it a go.
You reckon we can get Alistair to put it in plate up?
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
The King's Hand update.
Wow. See, I wish I dreamt something like this.
Mm.
It would just be like revolutionary. It's like these big inventors, you know, it's like, oh, it came to me in a dream. The King's Hand came to me in a dream. The new trend.
The new product from the Comfort Zone line of sweets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alongside the malt loaf full of caramel.
Oh my God, I want to try it.
Oh,
I'm going to call that, I'm going to call that the Nalsy loaf. If anyone makes it, that's the Nalsy loaf. We'll be searching on YouTube for those.
Yeah, yeah. We need to start compiling like recipes, I think. We'll release a recipe book.
Yeah.
Dreamy foods.
Oh, was that just off the top?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I want to make sure when people make the Nalsy loaf, it's not just like, oh, the entire top is covered in chocolate. No, 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 no. It's like a big pool, like in the middle going outwards. Imagine you've put like a smaller loaf on a loaf. It's like that size.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
a
good.
Smaller loaf on a loaf.
Yeah, cut. Sam, if you could just show...
You just bake one.
If you could just get two malt loaves, right? But one is slightly smaller than the other one.
But you said it's like a focaccia. Would you have to like squish it?
It's the height of a focaccia.
Yeah, so you'd have to squish it.
Yeah. It's a custom made thing. It's not, you don't take a malt loaf and then squish it. You make a brand new malt loaf that is that size.
How do you even make malt loaf?
Well, I think they must make them somehow.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. They kind of just
them.
Are. Right. You find them in Tesco.
There's a natural malt loaf that they found.
At the malt mines.
I think we're running out. I don't know if there's much malt loaf left in the world. You know, people have been eating it with such careless abandon.
This is why they're working on space travel, so we can mine asteroids for malt loaves.
Which planet do you think would be the tastiest?
Malteser? Something
That's
there.
Not a planet.
Something
That's not
there.
A planet.
Something there. The tastiest planet. Let me think.
Like how the moon is cheese. What do you think the other planets? Which one do you think would be the tastiest?
I wouldn't want to eat Mars. Feels like it would be one of them.
I want to eat Uranus.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Mars seems like it would be one of those, like, you remember those little red sweets that are like hot things?
Yeah,
hot sweets.
Hot ones. Oh, yeah. I think it would be like that.
I don't like those.
Or like aniseed-y.
Yeah. I think like maybe one of the blue ones would be nice. Like Neptune.
Yeah.
It would be like minty.
Yeah. What if it was like spearmint? Oh, what if it was like a really soft spearmint icing?
Ooh.
So that like when you bit through it, it was like a soft, like a cake pop that was covered in a cake pop that was covered in like a spearmint, like hard icing. So when you bit into like a toffee apple cake pop, ooh, but it was spearmint toffee.
Oh my god.
Something really pleasing about just saying toffee apple cake pop.
Yeah,
toffee
man.
Apple cake pop. Toffee apple cake
pop. Gosh, a better toffee apple cake pop would be amazing.
I think Jupiter would be crumbly.
Yeah, messy.
Yeah. It would be like phyllo pastry.
And with Saturn, the first thing you do is you take off the ring before you eat it. You'd, and nobody eats that.
Like a,
nobody eats
it's
that.
Like a baby bell.
Yeah. Sam, cut to what a baby bell
Saturn.
Is?
Saturn.
Cut to Saturn.
Just see what it's up to right now.
Cut to live stream of Saturn.
I think Venus would be not very nice. I feel like it would taste kind of gross.
Yeah.
No, maybe it would be like, you know when something has a bit too much rose flavoring in and it's just a bit flowery?
I actually love rose water and stuff and things. Like,
I like
Parma violets.
I love moderation.
I love Parma violets.
I like Parma violets and like Turkish delight.
Yeah.
Maybe Venus would be like a Turkish delight.
Yeah, I don't like Turkish delight. You can keep Venus.
Because Venus has got like the atmosphere around it is very like gassy, right?
Okay.
So it would be like when you bite into Turkish delight and you get all the icing sugar in your mouth.
Wonder what you're gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just waiting to hear where it was going.
What?
Just
look, I'm not the one joking about Uranus.
True.
It's very serious matter.
It's very
serious.
I
honestly think this is why the conversation was posed, is because Bryony had the punchline ready in the chamber.
She did, yeah. Absolutely.
They're talking about malt loaves. Wait a minute, what if I said Uranus? Hold on, what's your favourite
planet? No one said this.
Yeah.
I'm going to work it backwards.
Yeah.
How do I get Kirsty to post the king's hand?
Yes. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I've got this idea of a dream cookbook in my head now. I'm going to have to start writing stuff down.
I think this would be a great idea.
We'll start with the Nile Sea Loaf.
Sure.
Well, yeah, it's going to have to come from you and other people because I just dream about piss and anxiety, so I don't think
true.
Anything
well,
from my mind.
Well, you did dream about that rhubarb that time.
Oh, true.
There's a recipe there, something like piss rhubarbs or something.
Yeah, I mean, that was literally it. She pissed all over some rhubarb.
Okay. I mean, that's half
pissed
a recipe. All you
house.
Need to do is cook it, and that's a pie.
Done. Yeah.
I had a dream the other day. About this is another pee dream.
Oh, good.
That I went.
She pees on everything. I swear.
I was going round. It was Alex's house, but it wasn't Alex's house, and it wasn't Alex's parents. And it turned out he was from money, so it was this like massive place. And I went to use one of the bathrooms, and I was trying so hard to wee, and I just couldn't. And I was like, "Why can't I wee? Why can't?" And it turns out when I woke up, I really needed a wee. And I was like, "Thank goodness that my body
oh my
won
God.
Over my mind at that." Because in the dream, I was really like, "Come on!
Thank God there was no rhubarb in that bathroom."
Yeah. My body was just like, "No, you can't do this. Stop it!
Stop doing that."
Well, we need to get you dreaming about more foods.
We do, yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about it, I'm surprised I don't.
Honestly, I don't think I dreamt of much food lately. I did dream about those, like, did I dream about tacos at one point? I think I did.
Maybe.
I can probably guess that you did, yeah.
There wasn't anything special about them, though.
You dreamt about vegetables recently, but you were just watching them. You weren't eating them.
Yeah, right. They were just vegetables in a field. There were. I remember the plantains specifically. There were plantains growing out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if a plantain is a vegetable or a fruit.
Was there any lettuce?
There might have been. Maybe cabbages.
If there's lettuce, that's a salad.
Ah.
Oh, I had a dream about the rhubarb cake. That was it. It was mint and rhubarb cake for Welsh Valentine's Day.
You did.
Oh, that sounds excellent. Mint and rhubarb.
I don't like mint or rhubarb, but we can put it in the book, so I've made some sort of...
Sure.
Write it down.
That's a good one. Mint and rhubarb.
I wonder, two recipes already.
Like a soft cake? Maybe like a red velvet cake, but instead of chocolate flavor, it would be like rhubarb, maybe? I think that sounds really nice, maybe.
It was all tray bakes.
Mint
Welsh
icing?
Valentine's tray
bake. Oh, it was
bake.
A tray bake. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Mint and rhubarb.
That's interesting.
Do they go together?
They can do. Everything can go together.
Mint and rhubarb. Let's have a look. Rhubarb cobbler with mint.
Oh.
There are recipes out there.
There we are. That's going in the book.
It'd be one of those things on like Bake Off where they're like, oh, I would never put these together, but it really works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not... what poor Hollywood sounds like. Oh, I would never put these together. It really works.
It really works.
Wait, that's Birmingham. I don't know what poor Hollywood sounds like.
I've just come back from Denmark, and that's not how they make rhubarb cobbler in Denmark. I stole that joke from Reddit. I saw a Reddit comment say something like that. Sorry.
Thank you for citing your sources.
Sam, cut to the source, please.
I was just looking at the food section of the dream to see if it triggered anything about foods that we might have dreamt about. Oh, there was, we could have something about Chris and his persimmon.
True. We'd have to do something with the persimmon. We can't just have a persimmon in a cookbook.
We can cook a persimmon. Get me in on this, guys. I like to think of myself as a good chef. I mean, I'm not, but I like to think that I am.
I think you are, though.
No. You've dreamt about Nalsy sending you tablet.
Oh, yeah.
No, that happened in real life.
I did send...
Yeah, but then you dreamt about getting it. You dreamt about the parcel you got.
Yeah, I dreamt about the parcel that arrived, and it was full
it
of vegetables.
It turned out that the parcel in her dream represented a parcel that she got.
Yeah, that is... Yeah, I sent Kirsty a big parcel full of tablets. Tablet. Not tablets.
Tablet. Actual tablet, not tablets.
Yeah.
Scottish... tablet.
Mrs. Tilly.
My favourite.
And there was...
Not drugs.
And there was a sweet...
Just sugar.
Sellotape to the outside of the box as well.
There was, yeah. He sellotaped a hot cross bun fudge from M&S.
Because I forgot to put it in the inside. I didn't want to open it again. I put so much tape on it. So I just sellotaped it to the outside.
Yeah, and it arrived. It was fine. But the wrapper for the fudge did stick to the sellotape.
Now here's a question, and I think it fits into this podcast very well.
Okay.
What do you think is the smallest thing you could write an address on, stamp, and send without packaging?
Ooh.
Stamp.
You think...
Yeah.
Oh, you think you could write an address
on
a stamp?
A stamp. Yeah.
Ah.
Oh my God, we should try this.
No, that would be the smallest thing. Like, it couldn't get any smaller.
A couple months, the stamps are going to get bigger. So,
are they?
So we need,
it would have to be a current.
We need to do this fast.
Yeah.
All right, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try and send both of you a stamp in the mail. I'm going to.
It's fine because
stamp.
Yeah, I'm going to write your addresses on a stamp.
Sticking it on a letter, you can just write the address on the back of the stamp.
I think what's going to happen though is the posties are going to look at that and think, "Oh, a stamp's fallen off." They're not going to see the address.
Just write PTO on the front of the stamp, and then the address will be on the back.
What if it gets sent to PTO?
If they can find PTO, I'd be very impressed.
What if they think the address on the back's return address?
Oh my God. Oh no. It's all falling apart. Well, you'll have to try.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
All right.
Sam, cut to 3 weeks from now to see if they received it.
Cut to reaction shot.
Yeah. Gosh, this is such a visual podcast. I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's never been so visual. Groundbreaking.
No, you've really you've taken it to the next level.
Yes. Thank you for saying so. I mean, I was hoping somebody would.
Meanwhile, Sam's quit. Yeah.
Oh no! Cut to Sam quitting.
Oh. Did we get get to the bottom of your dream? I don't think we did. We've gone on such a journey.
We've gone on a real journey.
I think my dream was just about cutting my nails to save a guy in rubble.
Yeah.
I mean, when you put it like that, it does make sense.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Also, when you described the building, it reminded me a lot of Rainbow Six Siege, which we've been playing a lot of.
Oh, yeah. It could be like that, actually.
Yeah. So
I thought that message was quite deep about the connections of people.
Yeah, I like that.
That's
that
why I wrote it
nice.
Down, because I was like, oh, that's actually quite good.
Until you destroyed the building, yeah.
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 It reminds me of when you see those, like, typical in movies, when you have the shot through the city and it's all, like, you can see people with their lights on and they're all doing different things.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning of Bridget Jones, where there's all the couples and then it's just her alone in her window and stuff like that. Reminds me of those sorts of setups.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The real question is, though, how did you get out of the building?
Me? I wasn't in the building.
You were in there.
Oh,
well, you went to your room.
No, I didn't. I reached through a window.
What?
Yeah, I was outside.
Were you on the ground floor then?
I was outside with somebody. I don't know who it was, but we'll say it was you two.
Someone cool.
You're two. You're pretty cool. You're pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
And
pretty cool.
I was outside and I sort of leaned in somehow.
Pretty cool.
I sort of leaned in and pulled something out.
So you obviously did this on purpose then, because you didn't want to go into the building.
I didn't intend on bringing the building out, because I remember when I did it, you know how when you do something and then like
oopsie doopsie.
Yeah, you know, like when a chain event starts happening that keeps knocking things and you just freeze and you're like, oh, God. I did that. Like I pulled the thing and then everything started falling. I just froze. I was like, ugh. You could hear the crash. And I'm just like, ugh. You know, it was like that.
Not again.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it like when Pippin accidentally knocks the helmet down the door?
Yes,
the
it is exactly like that. Exactly. And he's just sitting there and he's like, oh, God. That's exactly how I was.
Fool of a took. Yeah, well, I don't think we've really got to the bottom of the dream.
I think a coaster.
It was,
I think a coaster you could safely post.
I think you could post something smaller than a coaster.
But I'm saying that, like, that's where I'm comfortable. Getting lower, I'm getting worried.
Can you send me a coaster?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just like a free one that you've nicked out the pub.
I'm going to make a king's hand and send it to both of you.
Oh my gosh.
Together we could be the king.
Nice.
Is it meant to be just one hand, or is it two hands together, like in prayer?
It's not the king's hands.
Yeah, it's just one, I think. You probably make two cookies and stick them together, though, to make the one hand, right?
Oh my gosh, what if this is like the next step up from the queen's nose?
Cross
instead
wishes.
Of rubbing the 50p,
okay.
You have to bite the king's hand.
Eat one of the fingies.
Sam,
get five wishes.
Sam, cut to the queen's nose, since we've already referenced Art Attack, and now we're referencing Art Attack and the queen's nose. Like, this is a very insular episode for our international viewers, or listeners. Yeah. Sorry, it was viewers at this point. It's viewers at this point.
It's viewers. There's a lot to view.
Yeah, there's so much media content.
Nozzy, you're good at writing. Can you write a story about the king's hand?
No.
It'll be like the monkey's paw, but it's a king's hand full of Greek salad and you have to bite a fingy to have a wish.
Yeah, but nothing goes wrong. Like, there's no catch.
Just get a nice do you know what? You could approach that person on Twitter and be like, this is amazing. Can we include it in our dream notebook? Get them on the podcast.
True.
And then just like put them in the dream book. The cookbook.
Tell us about the dream.
Yeah, the cookbook dream.
It was so long ago, they might have forgotten about it, but I mean, I would love to talk to them
about
the workings of their mind.
Or it could have gone the other way. They could have, you know, what's the thing where the person makes the thing out of mashed potato? This could become their obsession.
Yeah.
They could just be wanting to talk about this to anyone who listens.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
The one. All I remember is I just really like mashed potato.
Yeah.
Here's a question that I was thinking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. What is your limit for what you would eat off of the floor if you've dropped it?
Oh, you mean like the messiest food?
Yeah. Would you eat mashed potato? If you dropped like a spoon of mashed potato, would you eat it?
Is it my last spoon or my first spoon?
Somewhere in the middle.
Nah. At that point, I'm feeling like the mashed potato is never going to end. But if it's my last spoon, maybe. How good is the mashed potatoes? Is it lumpy?
It's good mashed potato, yeah.
Yeah.
Has it been like creamed in like a potato creamer? Yeah. Oh, really? Oh my gosh.
Full of cheese too.
Bit of garlic?
Bit of garlic,
ooh.
Yeah.
And have they roasted off the garlic beforehand or have they cooked it within the potatoes? Yeah. Oh, they have. Oh my God.
Roasted off. So just salt, pepper.
It cleans the floor.
Not very.
Oh no.
Had an average day's use.
Yeah. Oh wait, average?
They have pets too. It's hair everywhere.
Yeah. Look, here's what I'll do. I'll have the spoon and we won't talk more about it.
Okay.
I'll have the spoon.
Nobody has to know.
Sam, cut to the spoon.
Cut to Nazi eating
my wait, it's a carpet now? I was thinking it was linoleum. Will this change it? I'm not scraping off of a carpet. No, but
It's too late. You've already said yes. Enjoy your carpet.
That's also going to ruin the carpet.
Look, if you want to free this person from the building, you have to suck this mashed potato out of a carpet.
This carpet reeks of garlic.
This has happened before.
I'm saving them. I'll get them out of there. One at a time. One spud at a time.
What a hero.
Yeah.
On that note,
mashed potato.
Thank you, Nosy, for joining us. It's been wonderful.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hell yeah.
It's just so nice having our main inspiration.
Yeah.
You are really inspiring.
Thank
to
you.
Us. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? What's your home address?
Well, I'm on Twitch.tv/Nalzi. Twitter Swirly. And Netflix.
Being Puppycat.
He's on Netflix. He's in Being Puppycat, everybody. Being Puppycat.
Here, this one's for the viewers. It's a freebie, right? This is a freebie. Here you go, viewers. Oh, hi there, Dream Zone viewers, Comfort Zone viewers. My name's Millie, and I'm from Being Puppycat. Have a wonderful dream night tonight. Thanks. Bye. There you go.
Yay!
That's a freebie.
Sam, if you could just animate the character to say that.
Sam puts in a lot of work.
He does, yeah.
True. Very talented boy.
Yeah. Very talented. Well, thank you, Luli, for being on the podcast, and also maybe Nalzi.
He's got a lot of birds.
A lot of birds?
Sam, he likes birds. Yeah, do you not know this? We're thinking of the same Sam. Podcast Sam, right?
No. Oh, well, no. Yes, but also Sam Gibbs, too.
Oh, yeah. Sam Gibbs? No, he hates birds.
Sam Gibbs famously
hates birds.
That's why he's got two cats.
Exactly.
Sam, cut to the cats.
Never going to be a bird set foot in that apartment. It's gonna
no, set, yeah.
Everyone wants to see a bird around these parts again.
No. So, yeah. Birds are banned from the Yogg's office for a reason. Bats, on the other hand.
Oh, fill it with bats.
They're welcome.
That would be great.
They're welcome.
They just like birds.
But the weird thing is that Sam's cats love bats.
This feels like a children's book now.
Sam's cats love. That's our next book. That's our second book. After the cookbook.
Cut me in on this. There's so much profit to be made here.
There is, yeah. We're just going to have our own little library of books.
Right. Aww. So on that note, Kirsty Briney, where can people find you?
Right here. Yeah.
In Kirsty's bins. Yeah. Going through them.
Yep.
Trying to find any evidence of love.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nalzi.
Thank you for having me. It's
for a
pleasure.
Lovely time.
And I will happily join you again in the future. Much like I know your co-host Rithian does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll get you on next year.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Well, until then,
bye.
Thank you so much,
until
everyone, for listening.
See you.
Thank you for looking at all the pictures that Sam's attached to this audio podcast. We'll see you all next week.
Until next time, bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.